Psychiatrists have a strict definition for depression. It's more than just unremitting sadness. To be classified as depressed, patients also have to have several other symptoms. For example, a change in appetite, trouble concentrating, or problems making decisions. There's a bereavement exclusion for people who otherwise meet the definition but have just lost a loved one, since they may just be responding normally to a loss. Now, several mental health experts are suggesting that people who have just gone through other life problems, such as losing a job, should also not be categorized as depressed if it looks like their symptoms will be temporary. Joining us is psychiatrist Michael First of Columbia University. He's the editor of the major handbook for psychiatrists, the DSM-IV. He's also co-author of a new study of depression. Dr. First, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's begin by talking about this survey of people with depression. What did you see in terms of looking at people who'd experienced a stressful event as opposed to people who were, say, clinically depressed?
Well, the way the study was done, it was actually done in a community sample. It was a reanalysis of a study done in the early 1990s called the National Comorbidity Study, and we took the opportunity of the study to examine a question which has been plaguing the DSM for a number of years. Should the bereavement exclusion extend to other types of losses? For some people, a very messy divorce, a loss of a job suddenly, those can be just as traumatic as the loss of a loved one.
And when you say temporary, what do you mean by that? 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year?
Well, the rule we used was is that the depression had to last less than 2 months and be relatively mild. For instance, it would not include symptoms such as suicidal ideation or severe slowing down in the way you talk. So it was a mild version of depression that occurred following a loss such as divorce and other things like that.
So based on your findings, how many people do you think are currently diagnosed with depression but are really just suffering a normal reaction to a big loss?
Well, the study didn't conclude for sure, since we have no gold standard for what clinical depression actually is. But what we were able to demonstrate is that 25% of people who were diagnosed with major depressive disorder in the study look just like the people who we would consider to have normal grief. So it really raises questions about whether or not these individuals should be considered normal in the same way someone who has normal grief would be considered normal.
And beyond the questions about diagnosis, are there also questions about treatment?
Well, certainly when a clinician makes a decision about whether to use psychotherapy or medication or some combination, the severity of the symptoms play an important role. And certainly if someone is felt to have a normal reaction to the loss of a loved one or a stressful situation, probably the clinician would err on the side of being less aggressive with respect to treatment. Now, it's always up to the patient. I mean, there are studies that actually show that antidepressant medication, when given to people with so-called normal grief, can have some relief of symptoms. So I would conclude from the study that individuals with normal sadness might not benefit from medication, but they certainly shouldn't be put in the same bucket as people with regular clinical depression.
What is the harm or the danger if that happens, though, if they are, as you say, put in the same bucket?
There's a couple of issues. For one is that medications have side effects. And when someone is suffering from depression, they have to weigh the benefits of the medication against the side effects. And so it might give you more pause to sort of put up with the potential for severe side effects if, in fact, you're really treating a normal depression. And I guess another possible implication is the issue of stigma. If someone is labeled as having clinical depression when, in fact, it's really just normal sadness, then it might make that person feel like there's something wrong with them that may not be actually the case.
Are there implications here not just for those who treat people with depression, but for those who live with them and experience this along with them, who might advise people to seek help if they think they're actually going through a depression?
One of the big implications of the study is the issue of screening. Right now, there is a big push to do very quick screening tools to try to identify people with depression. And what those screening tools generally do is they just focus on the count of symptoms. And I think the study indicates that just focusing on symptoms without looking at whether or not it's related to a difficult life event may end up labeling people as having depression who might not actually need treatment. So I think this might give one pause to just simply handing out those kinds of screening tools without taking more care to make sure that the context in which the symptoms have developed are considered.
Dr. First, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Michael Furse is a professor of clinical psychiatry at Columbia University. He's also the co-author of a new study on depression.